it was the same thing, only it was finer. Mm-hmm. Real fine. You'd hone it down and then take your piece of leather and strap your razor on there.
People ever make syrup around?
Oh, man, yes. I've cooked them and you got on a syrup.
How would they do that?
Why do you... you take your cane and get the part off it, cut it down and bring it to the mill. Then you add those rollers that you press the juice out of it with. And then you had a pan that you put on a rack, that you put a fire underneath it, and there was different, some of them would have different pans in there, you know, it'd run like this, and you'd put your fire on there. Then you get your skimmings off the syrup. And then when you got them cooked like you want them, you run them back, then run them out in the pot here. Mm-hmm. And dip them out of the pot into the containers that you was going to have them in.
And that syrup, was that different from molasses? Or?
Well, it's all the same thing. A syrup and molasses, you know, that. Say blackstrap molasses and syrup, sugar cane syrup, or sugar syrup. But it's all the same thing. It's just a sweetened liquid. Whether it be blackstrap or whether it be made out of sugar.
They had to boil it up.
Boil it, yeah, you
what
got to boil it.
Boil it in there a bit.
Well, that pan was it. It would be 16, 18 feet long, and maybe, I don't know just what the dimensions of the thing were, 3.5 feet wide. And you just fill that pan full of that juice. And then you had a furnace made there that you set that pan up on and a smokestack back there, and you take this here lighter and get up here on these hills and get you that lighter there and shove it up under there. And boil all that water out of it, and then you had your syrup. Mm-hmm.
You remember boiling up in a kettle or anything?
I never saw that done. I've heard folks say that they used to make syrup in these great big kettles, but I imagine that would have been a slow way to do it, because they said that you'd have to rake the fire away from it when you taking the syrup up. But this other pan, you didn't have to slow nothing down when you got your syrup ready in one end of the pad. You could be running raw juice back here, and that would push your syrup on up there, and you could just be cooking syrup all the time. But I've heard people, and I know what you're talking about, one of these big old pots, kettles.
Kind of look like a big wash pot.
Big old wash pot. It holds 60 or 80 gallon of liquid. But we used to cook syrup on a copper pan and had a rack on the outside of the pan about this wide, and you'd have your pan kind of elevated a little bit. Then when you put your fire on there, you know, that juice just formed up and all your skimmings would come out in this trough, go back to the trough and into the back pan back then, and you could do your skimming out there. You never had to do any skimming up to the front.
Talking about chores and all that a woman has to do after she washes the dishes, what would she do to them to get the soap off of them?
Rinses them or dry them.
What would you call that? That thing that she'd wash them with, that piece of cloth, you call that the
dish rag?
Yeah. Well, what about the one you dry them with? What do you?
That's a drying cloth.
And the one you wash your face with, what would they?
That's a face cloth.